We'll start where Mary left off, at Google Bus Ground Zero, the Mission District. It's not always a scene of protest. On weekday mornings, tech workers line up at the bus stops on 18th Street next to Dolores Park to wait for their shuttles. Now's a good time to point out that corporate transit is nothing new, though the volume of people using it is. About a decade ago, some of the only private shuttles belonged to UCSF. They were bringing people to their medical campus. In 2004, Google began offering free transportation to its headquarters in Mountain View. Yahoo started ferrying workers to Sunnyvale in 2005. Throw in Facebook, eBay, Apple, Visa, and Genentech, and you've got a lot of people waiting for non-Muni buses. There's one spot in the Mission where the conflict over private versus public buses is especially heated. KLW's Liz Pfeffer headed over to that part of town to see the showdown firsthand.
Please hold on.
Around 8 in the morning, the long block of 18th Street along the park in Mission High School is a transit hub. Muni's 33 Stanion comes by about every 15 minutes. Huge Google and Facebook buses come by just as frequently. 18th is only a two-lane street. And some people say it isn't big enough for the both of them.
Google buses specifically take up or park in the white zone where our special ed buses are supposed to park in the morning. And that can actually be very problematic.
Eric Guthertz is the principal of Mission High. And his office looks right out onto 18th Street.
We've had to move them out several times. They're not supposed to be there. And when a bus pulls up full of kids with disabilities, and I have to make the bus double park and wait for the Google bus to leave, it's pretty inconsiderate.
A Google spokesperson told me the company has no record of this happening and that they are notified when people complain. She declined to elaborate on how that process works. But Guthertz says he's never actually filed a complaint. He just asks the bus drivers to move.
I've been here for 20 years or more, and I've been here at Mission High School for 12, and I lived down the street for a very long time. So, of course, the Google buses park right in front of my office, so I see them every morning.
Over the course of an hour the morning we spoke, not a single Muni bus was able to pull into the stop because there was always a tech shuttle sitting there. One 17-year-old on his way to school had to run into the middle of the street to board his bus. Guthertz says the tech boom that produced his Google bus problem does have its benefits. It's also produced partnerships with companies teaching students computer entrepreneurship and programming.
It's a complicated question. I think that diversity is always positive, and I think change sort of in the city is inevitable. But on the flip, I still think that, you know, when you look at some of the housing issues, pricing folks out of the neighborhood and out of the community is problematic.
That's right. More shuttles mean more people with money living near the stops. A recent Craigslist search showed one-bedroom apartments in the Mission going for between $3,000 and $4,000. Overall, rent in San Francisco has gone up 27% in the past 2 years. And there's a tension emerging in the neighborhood between people who have been here long enough to notice the change and people who have never known it any other way.
My name is Curtis Nussbaum, Facebook. I live over 15th and Mission. I've been there about 5 weeks. From Valencia and over, it's pretty nice. The Mission area, especially around Mission 16th, is a little more sketchy, but it's nothing I feel like dangerous walking around.
Or Amber Norberg.
Waiting for my shuttle to work.
Where do you work?
Facebook. Yeah, I live on 17th. I lived here for the first year, lived in San Francisco, moved out to the marina for a while, and then came back. Yeah, I think it's definitely becoming more gentrified with more new stores and restaurants and bars opening up.
I don't know if I'm getting older and the neighbors are getting younger. You know, you see a lot of the younger tech people moving in, and I'm just starting to feel old for being 45.
Paul Gilio has lived in the neighborhood for 20 years. Like a lot of longtime residents I met, he says he's seen personally how the neighborhood's changed.
It's weird to be 45 and have to kind of rely on having a roommate now because the rents are now, like, so ridiculous.
My name's Jennifer, and, I've been here for 2 years in this area. I'm just one block that way, so right around the corner from Byright. Well, I joke around saying that I'm the only Mexican on my block. I'm like, what the heck happened here? I thought this was supposed to be, when I first moved here, everyone said, this is all, a lot of Hispanics live here. And aside from them working at a lot of the restaurants here, I think, you know, I don't really see that many as my neighbors, which is sad because the rent is just so crazy.
This is Jennifer Hernandez, and she's right. Demographics have changed for the whiter. In 2011, the San Francisco Examiner reported that the mission's white population has gone up over the past two decades to nearly 60%. Meanwhile, the Latino population has dropped from 52% down to less than 40% as people leave for less expensive areas. Still, though the rents are really high, some business owners say the upscaling of this area has been good for them. When I walk into the Pay and Save on Guerrero and 18th, Mick Rawajda tells me he's noticed a huge improvement in the neighborhood.
No, actually, I work here. My auntie, she owns it. Actually, back in the days, it used to be like, you know, excuse my language, ghetto, stuff like that. But now it's really big time change. Like, you know, nice neighborhood. Everybody care about each other. Nice restaurants, nice places. It's really nice, safe neighborhood.
It's true. A decade ago, Dolores Park was a different scene.
They used to call it Needle Park.
This is Marcia Rose. She's lived across the street from the park for 10 years.
So when I came to San Francisco, and when I was here before, the Mission was not the place to live. In fact, some of the people I used to know that have lived outside, moved out a long time, moved out of the city, were shocked when I moved to the Mission. They go, you live in the Mission? They still do today, ask me that. They're, really? They don't have a clue that it's changed because I've not been back for years. And that's, it did not have that reputation. So that's how that goes.
That change may work to Rose's benefit. She's selling her flat, probably for a lot more than she bought it for. For Cross Currents, I'm Liz Pfeffer.